Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock here today. Here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. Enjoyed the program previous to us trying to think of his name. Who's that guy that precedes me? Oh, yes, Pastor John Lutz, the North Coast Baptist Church there. Good program. But I do have to point out, he was implying that I wear blue every Friday, and I must be a Biden supporter as a result. I have to point out that he was wearing dark blue today. And not an unusual color combination either, I might add. But at any rate, it was a good program. I hope you had a chance to listen. And just to give you a heads up that coming up about a month from now, we are hoping, let's see, Election Day is going to be on Tuesday, November the 3rd, and we just talked about it in the few minutes between our two programs, but we are looking at combining our programs on November the 6th. That's the Friday following the election, so that we can talk about what happened with the election and look at some of the results and everything. And so make a note of that on Friday, November the 6th. Pastor John Lutz and myself will be combining our programs. His program, of course, for the cause of Christ starts at 2 o'clock, or I'm sorry, 1 o'clock, and then ours starts at 1:30. And so we'll be discussing and looking at what happened in the election. In the meanwhile, certainly be in prayer for the elections. It's certainly, as the Pastor Lutz stated in the last half hour, this is a vitally important election, and you need to be involved. So we're going to talk about some things with that today. But in the beginning, let's go ahead and open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Bless the program this afternoon. Use it for your glory. Help us to be a blessing to somebody. Help us to point people that are searching to Christ, and help us to encourage believers in their walk with you. And again, use us to glorify and lift up Christ. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you here today. And I just wanted to share a few things, but before I do that, let me just remind you, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can find us we actually meet in the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, which is located at 5171 Brecksville Road. That's in northern Summit County, Richfield, Ohio. And we are located right where the interstate and State Route 21, Brecksville Road, cross right there. And we would love to have you come out and visit us. We are there tonight for our Friday night Bible study. We're there every Friday night for a Bible study. And we invite you to come out for that as well. Let's see, I was going to mention too that you can also find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and that'll link to our church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, as well as to some of our social media pages. And we are trying to do some more there with the idea that we can reach more people and get more use out of our platform there. You can find us, like I said, on Facebook. We're on Ustream, YouTube. We used to do Ustream a long time ago when they had a free service, but they dispensed with that, and so we dispensed with it as well. But in the meanwhile, you can find us at livewithpastoral.com, and you can link to those things. I am endeavoring as I'm speaking to get our YouTube broadcast shared over here, but it just takes a little time because I'm trying to do that while talking on the radio at the same time. Always makes things challenging and fun. But you can visit us on Sunday as well. I mentioned our Friday night Bible study at 7 o'clock this Friday night. We'd love to have you come. Bring your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. It's just an informal Bible study. We've got refreshments, and we just spend a couple hours talking about the Word of God and fellowshipping. And then every Sunday, we meet there at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express as well. Our morning service starts at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. I'm currently preaching through the book of 1 Timothy. That's what happens when you're trying to do too many things at one time. 1 Timothy. And then on Sunday evening, our Sunday evening service starts at 6 p.m. And I am currently preaching through the book of Proverbs on Sunday evening. I like to preach through books because I like the context. And we frequently say at church, a text taking out of context becomes a pretext. And it's just like in real estate, where they say the key to real estate is location, location, location. Well, that's the key to Scripture. Location, location, location. So that's why we try to keep things in context as much as possible. Well, a lot of things going on in the world. It's just like every day there's something new that's happening. And so I trust that you'll hold up our president and first lady in prayer. President Donald Trump and his wife Melania both released early this morning that they've tested positive for coronavirus. Now, if you're like some people, like the governor of New York, Governor Cuomo, who famously said the virus equals death, there's people on the left who are salivating over the prospect that President Trump has got the coronavirus and greedily anticipating, or maybe I should say devilishly anticipating, his suffering and demise. But in reality, people who die from it is less than 1%. And so President Trump is in relatively good health. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. Those are all advantages. And he joins a host of other world leaders that have or currently have tested positive for the coronavirus and gone through it, most famously probably the Prime Minister in England and the United Kingdom, Britain, also, I think, and that's Boris Johnson there, I believe, but also I think Trudeau had a scare of the coronavirus some time ago, Prime Minister in Canada, I believe the pastor, current president in Belarus, and a number of other countries, I want to say Brazil, have all gone through this as well. So President Trump joins in, and I do have to point out, too, that it's entirely possible that the test could have been false. You say, well, Pastor Al, how can you know that? They do the best they can, and they want to be sure. Well, I seem to remember a governor of a certain state wherein I'm sitting right now, who when he was supposed to go see President Trump about a month or so ago, he tested positive. And so he went home rather than seeing President Trump. And then he had two more tests right away and tested negative. So, but I'm sure that they followed up with President Trump and his wife, Melania. So do pray for them. It's not the end of the world. I've known people that have had the coronavirus. I've also known people that have died from the coronavirus. I've done a funeral for somebody that died with the coronavirus, and that's the way I put it, with, because my wife and I were talking this morning, and of course she's an RN. She works with people, and she's been around people that have at coronavirus. He works in a hospice setting, and the people who die from it, by far, even the CDC's own statistics show that the vast majority of the people who die from the coronavirus, they have two or more comorbidities, which means they've got numbers of things wrong with them, and likely would have died anyways, or were dying, and so they just happened to have the coronavirus at the same time. In fact, one of the most infamous cases, I believe, was a guy died in a motorcycle accident, but he had the coronavirus, so he was listed as a corona death. The CDC about a month ago said that across the entire nation, that only, well, it was less at that time, it was less than 10,000 people, 9,600 and something comes to mind, but less than 10,000 people actually passed away with the from coronavirus alone. The vast bulk of people who died with the coronavirus, and generally two or more other things that probably were the main cause of death. And I'm not belittling or running down anybody that's died with the coronavirus or is going through it. I'm just saying that there's some people who go through it and they hardly notice that they have a thing. Some people, yes, have struggles with it. Generally, the more challenged a person's health is, the more likely they are to have difficulties. So pray for our president and first lady and for others that are coming down with this. This is a virus going to be with us just like the flu is. This is, people who die with the flu, oftentimes, again, they have other comorbidities as well, and they're in a weakened state, and that's they succumb. But anyway, I'm going to move on from that. I just wanted to put that out there since that's new in the news today. In addition to that, I want to also remind people about our Sunday night program. You can listen to us live every Sunday night from 11 o'clock until 12 o'clock. We tend to do more callers on Sunday night for two reasons. One, we have more people interested in calling on Sunday night. And also, I know a lot of times people during the day on Friday are busy with other things and it's harder to call in. But we are going to be talking, as Pastor Lutz said in the previous half hour, we are going to be talking more about some of the things that are happening leading up to the election. This is a vital election. And the problem is so many people don't vote. And we sit back and we complain. And there's a great website, visionamerica.org. That's visionamerica.org. And John Graves there on that site said over 30 million Christians do not vote. You get that? 30 million Christians who do not vote. And he says, we've got to change that. And it's like I've said at our church, we've turned politics over to the ungodly. And then we complain when politicians act ungodly and govern ungodly. We have only ourselves to blame. The reason I bring this up is you have until Monday to register to vote. If you are not sure whether you're currently registered to vote, maybe you have moved, maybe you haven't voted in a number of years, maybe you just turned 18 and you've not yet registered to vote. You have until Monday to register to vote if you would like to vote in the election here coming up. That's Monday is October the 5th. And if you do not know, if you're not sure, call your local Board of Election. Go online, whatever county you're in, you can find the Board of Election. Go to the Secretary of State's website. You can just Google those things. You can find them. They're not hard to find. And find out where you need to go, what you need to do to register to vote or to be sure that you're registered, okay? That's step number one. Step number two is you need to get out and vote. If Christians, if evangelical Christians in this country stand up and let their voice be known with that vote, well, we will make a tremendous impact on the election here in November. And we need to encourage one another. We need to inform ourselves. I'm going to share some things on some voting guides and things, how you can inform your vote here in just a minute. But early voting starts on Tuesday, October 6th. We have about a month of early voting. It starts then, and you can go in and vote at the Board of Elections, and there's also absentee ballots. And let me stress that an absentee ballot is different if you've heard of the mail-in ballots. The mail-in ballots, that's where they just send ballots out to people, and there's no control over who gets these ballots and where they end up. And that opens things up for fraud. They've had cases in Minneapolis, for instance, where in the Somali community there, people were paying people to take these ballots and to fill them out. And there's just all kinds of things ripe with fraud there. An absentee ballot is different. An absentee ballot, you must request the ballot, and you request it from your Board of Elections. Many of you have probably received something in the mail. I believe the Secretary of State's office sent something to everybody in Ohio, and or at least all the registered voters in Ohio, and you fill that out. You send it in. They check your information. Then they send you a ballot, and that ballot is controlled. And when you receive it, you fill that ballot out. You put it into the secrecy envelope, and then that envelope is sealed into another envelope where you put your personal information so they can verify that it's you voting and not somebody else. Then you put that in the mailer, and you send that off to the Board of Elections, and you need to put that in the mail before Election Day, because it really should be there by the close of polls on November the 3rd. So if you want to go that route, you should do that as quickly as possible. But I still maintain the best thing to do is to show up at your local polling station on Tuesday, November 3rd. That's the general election. And show up in person. Get your ballot, and then you'll have it. We keep track of them. I work at the polling station, and those ballots are numbered, and we keep a tab on them so that we don't have ballots floating all around to appear later on. Now, your ballot does not it's numbered, so for control purposes. But when you fill out your ballot and you put it into the machine that reads the ballot, there's nothing that identifies you as the voter on the ballot itself. And but we do take steps to verify that you are who you say you are, so that you don't invoke the Chicago maxim of vote early, vote often. No, one person, one vote. And you show up, you vote in person. And stand there as that goes into the machine. In Summit County, we fill in the ovals with a pen, and then you put it in the scanner, and it beeps to let you know that it went through, and you can get your I voted today sticker, and you know that it went in. And if there's any problem, we can fill you out a provisional ballot, which will help. And that means that it you put it out, put it in a separate envelope, goes into a separate area where that if there's questions that perhaps somebody requested an absentee ballot and they can't remember whether or not they sent it in. That happens. Or maybe they didn't send it in, but they request it. Comes up on our system that you requested an absentee ballot. And so the provisional one goes in just to make sure that if your ballot did get sent in, then they'll count that and not your provisional. So you only vote once. And there's other reasons for that. So, but anyway, didn't want to spend the whole program on that, but do be aware of those things and that is coming up. I hope you'll be able to make sure that you encourage people to get in your church to get out and vote. Sad thing I heard was somebody on social media bragging recently that they go to a church that doesn't involve itself in politics. And I thought to myself, well, I hope they don't vote. It might sound cruel. It might sound extreme. But if that's the case, they're at a church that apparently doesn't spend much time looking at what the Bible has to say about the great issues of the day. They must be uninformed about abortion, about same-sex marriage, about the situations that we have with racial unrest and things in this country. If they're talking about those things, they are talking about politics. And if they are talking about politics, then they ought to tell you what the Bible has to say about that. It's like I said before, we've turned politics over to the ungodly, and then we complain when politicians act ungodly and govern ungodly. We have only ourselves to blame. And churches that will not talk about the political issues and help their people to understand what's happening, well, they're part of the problem that we have in this world today. So, at any rate, be aware there are some voter guides that are available out there. And one that I want to make mention of just came out. The Ohio Christian Alliance has their voter guide. And you can find this if you go to ohioca.org. You can find the link to the Ohio Christian Alliance voter guide. It covers the presidential race, and then also it covers the Ohio U.S. House candidates, as well as Ohio State House candidates and Ohio State Senate candidates. And you can find that, like I said, at ohioca.org. You can download, I believe it's a PDF file, and you can download that, and you can print that out. You can print out as many copies as you would like. There's a lot of good material there. Let me just give you a for instance here now, and let me let you know too, excuse me, that the Ohio Christian Alliance Voter Guide is a nonpartisan voter guide. So if for any pastors that are afraid that the IRS is going to come and take away your coveted 501c3 status if you mention the election in your pulpit, let me just reassure you, this is okay. It's nonpartisan. They do not endorse any candidates. They merely give you information about what's on there. First one on here, they support is the issue of government funding of Planned Parenthood, and they list President Trump as opposing that and Vice President Biden as supporting that. The next one, Roe versus Wade, that legalized abortion on demand. President Trump opposes that. Senator Joe Biden supports that. Taxpayer funding of abortion. President Trump opposes that, and Biden supports that. Here's another one, the decision to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. President Trump, of course, supports that, and Biden opposes that. And so these are just some of the things that you'll find there on the Ohio Christian Alliance Voter Guide. Wanted to mention that because I was doing a little research and a little reading and had another thing called a Real Christian Voting Guide. And we talked about this at our Friday night Bible study last week. And I may talk about a little bit more on Sunday night. We don't have time to get into too much of it. But this was put together by a church in the Cleveland area, right here in the listening area. Not going to give the church name or the pastor's name. But you know, it's sad because this is how the left convinces so many professing Christians that they should vote for pro-abortion, pro-LGBTQ special rights, pro-same-sex marriage, pro-communist, etc. type candidates. And what they do is they take some of the most essential concerns of Bible-believing Christians, such as pro-life and pro-traditional marriage, and they marginalize them early on. And the leftist agenda is then elevated in this voter guide by taking verses out of context. For instance, number one, vote according to all scriptures and not too limited to two issues, abortion and gay marriage. The kingdom of God and the righteousness of God is very wide and broad, is not limited to two issues. So right now they're marginalized, two of the most important ones there. Number two, opposition to gay marriage and abortion alone should not be enough to get my vote as a kingdom person and believer. Don't have time to get into the rest, but some of the things that they elevate to being more concerning than pro-life or pro-traditional marriage is, does the candidate support raising the minimum wage to a living wage? Do they support tougher gun control laws? Are they for regulating business? They say those are more important than whether they're pro-life or pro-traditional marriage. Friends, we need to read the Bible. Pastors need to preach the Bible. Get out and vote. Pray for this country. Thanks for listening today. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.